I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bibles can be hard to find in China's larger cities, and the Communist Party is still feeling threatened by the gospel. We'll dig into that story in a moment. And Native American young Christians will gather for an annual conference celebrating the hope of Christ in spite of COVID-19 interfering. We'll begin today in China, which went back into partial lockdown in Beijing this week as a major outbreak of COVID-19 emerged from a food market. Even aside from the coronavirus and tightening government control, it can be hard for Chinese citizens to get their hands on a Bible. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says,
I mean, they don't sell them on street corners and in every Barnes and Nobles or bookstore in town. They're only specific areas where they're available, even in the cities. Had a conversation with a friend of China, and his thoughts were in the larger cities, there could be as few as, you know, 5 to 10 church-sponsored bookstores where Bibles could be purchased. Well, you know, in a town of millions, that's not a lot.
Now, more than ever, Bibles for China is committed to distributing the story of the gospel in China. But the Communist Party feels threatened by the message that Jesus is the king over all things, and they're trying to rewrite the Bible to fit communist ideology.
That rewriting is happening within all of the, you know, the holy writings of the religions that are approved in China. So it's definitely something that's more than just a murmur.
So please keep praying for China's body of Christ. Turning now to Haiti, coronavirus containment remains a serious challenge. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
they're reporting numbers, but they don't have any testing, so everything they're doing is a guess. The only thing closed are churches, schools, and the airports. Their interactions and their close contacts are the same as they always are, which in some areas is causing a lot of sickness. In other areas, the deaths are from pure starvation.
Economic crises caused by pandemic restrictions, along with civil unrest, make a bad situation worse.
People are burning down houses, same sort of thing that you see in some of the cities in the United States, so there are a lot more people getting hurt.
Yet hope remains. For Haiti with Love's Burn Clinic offers more than just physical help to injured people. For two feuding families, it's become a place of peace.
It's like a timeout. It's considered God's country inside those gates, and they just don't fight. They accept the fact that we are neutral ground.
And the Warrior Leadership Summit is a discipleship conference that provides hope to many Native American young people. This year, the COVID-19 pandemic means this event can't be held in person. But Ron Hutchcraft explains that through an online format, these young people will still be able to engage with On Eagle's Wings and worship and learn from the speakers.
So there's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and 5 nights, and each night we will cover a major life issue that will determine the rest of your life. We'll be talking about your choices, your future, your pain, your past, and your relationships. There will be at least 2 opportunities for them to choose Christ to be their Savior those nights.
Hutchcraft hopes the online format will allow even more Native American young people to attend than ever before. He recognizes that even though an online format isn't something that On Eagle's Wings had in mind, God's sovereign plan is always best.
It is not the method that changes lives. It's the master. And he has the right to change the method through which he does it. And he's forced us to change the method this year. And he's given us a way to do it that may reach more lives than ever before.
Visit missionnews.org to learn how you can support Native American young people and the Warrior Leadership Summit. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, so your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the heroes of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.